מסכת ויום פרק ג' משנה ו' תור שנגעת מן האיכה ונפה בגדה והקיקה של תרומה. תור. Somebody who was taught, who was chewing on a piece of food and turning over the piece of food in his mouth, and the piece of food fell out of his mouth and fell onto his clothing and then onto a loaf of bread of truma. That kikah shel truma is tar, meaning it does not become mukshar to be mekabel truma. It's not successful to become tamid. And even though saliva has the same din as water, it's one of the liquids that cause food to become susceptible to become tamid. But the only time a food can become mukshar is if the person is achshave, if he wants that liquid. But in this case, he didn't want that saliva. He didn't want the piece of food to fall on his mouth as the clothing became dirty from it. He only wanted to chew on the food and turn it over in his mouth. He didn't want that it should fall out of his mouth. So therefore, since it's achshave, he didn't want that liquid. It cannot cause a kikash or truma to be mosher and become tum. So somebody was eating sliced out or wet dates. Koshu writes a lamas is garinasa. Any time he wanted to suck out the juice from the pit, and therefore he gathered the saliva in his mouth to suck out the juice. In such a case, the saliva is considered achshave, that he wanted that saliva. And when it falls out of his mouth, and onto his clothing, and then onto a loaf of bread of truma, that truma does become tummy, does become mukshar, susceptible to become tummy. And even though he didn't want it to fall out of his mouth, but since he wanted that saliva as he gathered in his mouth to suck out the juice from the pit, that's considered achshave that he wanted that saliva. And subsequently, when that saliva ends up on a kikash or truma, the kikash or truma becomes tummy, meaning it becomes mukshar to be makabel truma. Somebody was eating dry out or dry dates. Anytime he did not want to suck out the juice from the pit subsequently fell out of his mouth, onto his clothing, and then onto loaf of bread of truma. The loaf of bread of truma is tar, it's not mokshir, but mokabel truma. As he did not want that saliva, he didn't want the piece to fall out of his mouth, as his clothing became dirty from it. So therefore, since it's lachshave, the kikash or truma did not become mokshir from the saliva which was on the pit. Echad tar, the echad for yom ke'eloch. Both somebody who is tar and somebody who is a full yom, the halacha that we mentioned here would apply to both of them. And even though it's full yom is tamei, but the saliva in his mouth is not considered tamei. So therefore, even though his saliva ended up onto the kikash or truma, the kikash or truma remains tar. Rabbi Meir, I may elu ve'elu tmeim b'tful yom. Shemashim shel tamei mashirin l'ritzoynoi v'shelo l'ritzoynoi. The Chacham Maimrim ain't for yom tummy. Rabbi Meir says in all these cases, if it was a tfuyom that was chewing on the food, and the saliva of the tfuyom ended up in the kikash or truma, the kikash or truma would become tummy from the saliva in the tfuyom's mouth, whether he was achshavei, whether he wanted that saliva or not. Because since the saliva of the tfuyom is tummy, according to Rabbi Meir, it would be machshir, meaning it would cause the kikash or truma to become tummy, whether he wanted that saliva or not. As a machshir for somebody who's tummy would be mitame, whether he wanted it or not. And that which we make a distinction between whether he wanted the saliva or not, that's only in regard to somebody who was tar. In such a case, if he didn't want that saliva, it would not be mashal the echem, but the tfuyom is tummy, so therefore his saliva would be mitame, the kikur, whether he wanted it or not. While chacham holds the saliva of a tfuyom is not tummy, so therefore there's no distinction between a tfuyom and somebody who is tar, only if he wanted the saliva, and subsequently if thrown the kikur shel truma, would the kikash or truma be mokshir to be mekabel truma? But if he didn't want the saliva, even if the saliva ends up in the kikash or truma, it would not be mokshir to be mekabel truma. Sechet v'yom peredah mishnah alef oichu ma'isa shehokshir b'mashke v'nagabot v'yom or yedayim misu abot. Food which is ma'isa, it's ma'isa region which is given to the levy, and it was mokshir for mashra, it is now successful to become tamei, as one of the seven liquids came into contact with it, causing it to be mokshir. And a tfu yom or somebody with tummy hands came into contact with the ma'isa after it was mosher, the ma'isa would not become tummy from the tfu yom or from the tummy hand. As a tfu yom or yadayim misu'avot are only mitame truma, not chulin. And ma'isa has the same din as chulin. Since ma'isa does not have the same kedusha as truma, as ma'isa rishon is mutter to zarim and non-kohen is allowed to eat ma'isa rishon. Ma'isa rishon cannot become a shlishi like truma, can only become a sheni as chulin. Only becomes a sheni, not a shlishi. Now, frisha mimenu truma is meiser b'tara mipnei shehu shlishi b'ashlishi tar b'chul. Even after the tfuyom or the person with a tummy hand touched the meiser rishon, you can separate the truma is meiser from the meiser rishon and give it to the kohen, and the truma is meiser would be tar. The reason is because a tfuyom or somebody with tummy hands makes truma into a shlishi, And the shlishi is tar in regards to chulin. Chulin cannot become a shlishi. And this ma'aser rishon is like chulin. Even though somewhere in this ma'aser rishon is the trumas ma'aser, which will eventually be taken off from the ma'aser rishon, and trumas ma'aser could become a shlishi. But the ma'aser rishon cannot become a shlishi, and the trumas ma'aser inside of it, since it hasn't yet been taken off, doesn't have the kedusha of truma, so therefore the ma'aser rishon would be tar even after the tzvuyo or the person on his tummy hand came into contact with it. So subsequently, you could take off the trumas ma'aser, and the trumas ma'aser would be tar and would be given to the kohen.